Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just on the other line with our counsel, who is represented at the middle table here, the small circular table. Lori Okun from the State Board is a little under the weather today, so she's attending by telephone.
And I also have with me Stephen Blum, who's representing the staff on the Pearson item.
Yeah, that was pretty faint. She said that also with her is Steve Blum for item 13, I think it is, for the Pearson item. We'll have to work on boosting up that volume a little bit.
Yeah, I think after I take it off the speakerphone after Steve leaves, it'll be fine.
That was better just then. And also with us today, Carol Hewitt, our executive assistant, Michael Thomas, assistant executive officer at the board, John Goney, helping out, and we'll have other staff available as their items come up. I see standing in the back of the room is Burton Chadwick, who has testimony cards. So if you could fill those out, please, if you haven't done so already, for the items for which you are interested in, and hand those in to Burton. He'll make sure we get them up here. From the State Water Resources Control Board, we have our board member liaison. I saw him a while ago. Oh, there he is, Jerry Secundi. Thanks for being with us, Jerry. Appreciate your coming. We'll be hearing from Jerry in just a minute. And I understand, I don't know Dan, but I understand Dan Merkley from the State Board is here. Is he here yet? He will be here later. I think we'll introduce him then during item 22. And also is Pete Osmolovsky here? He's not here either. He's our newest staff member. He's an engineering geologist who comes to us from the Central Valley Regional Board. And I didn't ask him to attend. I probably should have done that. But we'll introduce him at the next opportunity. He just started this week. And we have a couple staff who are departing. So first of all, if we could have Bill Arkfeld come forward. And Sheila Soderberg. Bill's been with us for 19 years and is very dedicated to the protection of the environment, and has chosen to take advantage of an opportunity for another job. And we want to wish him lots of luck. And Sheila has a little something to say and something for Bill.
Yes, good morning. William Arkfeld joined the Central Coast Water Board as a water resource control engineer back on July 15, 1986. Since 1986, Bill has worked in many programs, including underground tanks, spills, land disposal, permitting, timber, non-point source, and grants. With such a diverse background, Bill has tackled many different water quality problems in our region. Beginning October 3rd, Bill starts a new position at Caltrans. We will miss his innovative approach to find water quality solutions. Bill leaves behind some good friends and colleagues, and we all wish him well in his new career. To show our appreciation of his 19 years of service, I'd like to present the certificate that was signed by both the executive officer and the chairman of the Central Coast Water Board, and also to thank you, Bill, for your 19 years of dedicated service and commitment to water quality.
Thank you, Sheila. Okay. Thank you, everybody. For the last 19 years, I have been truly honored to work to protect water quality and associated beneficial uses. But I need to take this opportunity to walk a little bit down memory lane. 19 years ago, recycling was something that was really only what hippies were obsessed with. Computers, we shared them to do word processing. That was about it. There was a few computer nerds around who were kind of obsessed with a futuristic thing called the internet. I think Michael Thomas would qualify for that. And we were very proud of one of the top racquetball players in the nation, Roger Briggs. So really the main thing I want to say to you is this experience has developed a lifelong commitment for myself to always advocate for water quality. So I think you'll see me again. Thank you very much.
We want to wish you, all the best, and I hope that you, continue with your good work with Caltrans and make sure that all their construction projects that you're involved with comply with, our joint stormwater management practices.
I will be honored to do my best.
Good. Okay.
We have another departing staff, one who is going to come back. She promised. Jennifer Bidding in the back of the room. You don't have to come up, Jennifer, but she's taking a little hiatus for good reasons. She's off to obtain a master's degree, and she'll be at Cambridge across the Atlantic pond, and she'll be working in a graduate program having to do with low-impact development, and that's not exactly how it's described, but it certainly includes development of low-impact development. So we look forward to her coming back to us with new tools and being even more valuable to our team. But we're going to miss you while you're gone. And let's see. One other note as far as departures. To my left is Dr. Don Villeneuve, who is his term is up, and with his many commitments in his life, not the least of which is his work with the Community Services District for Cambria, Don has decided not to reapply for reappointment. And so this is his last board meeting, and we have a plaque for you that you have to visualize, because it's still being carved by the apprentices up on the mountain. But we're going to miss you, and we appreciate your contributions to the board. Don brought to the board a lot of insight based on his experiences with water supply and wastewater through his work with the Community Services District. And a few years back, being a member of the Coastal Commission in a previous incarnation, that was also provided some valuable insights to us in our many dealings with the Coastal Commission. Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, and, Don, I really appreciate and am grateful for your participation over the years, and we're going to miss you, and have really benefited from your perspective coming from, the different walks in life that you have come from, being on City Council and Coastal Commission, and we wish you luck with the continued work, with your water supply company. So, best of luck, and thank you very much.
Thank you for the recognition. I'd also like to have the record show that I was here on time this morning. I think that's a first and a last. In any event, it's been really a very rewarding experience. 4 years tackling an enormous range of issues, and particularly, I'm happy to be present on one of the most important decisions the Water Quality Control Board is going to be faced with on this issue of Diablo Canyon. So I'm pleased in the opportunity to participate in this, because I think it is one of the most important issues before this board since I've been on it in 4 years. So I'll be proud to contribute to the board's decision on this very vital issue. That being said, I'm not going to be completely out of loop because I'm probably going to be walking down the line to hear or presenting, I hope, some time in the future, some of the very critical issues on water, particularly with my own board and our pursuit of a supplemental water supply. So you'll probably see me again on the other side of the podium.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the next bit of business that I have to take care of is to point out that we have supplemental sheets for a number of the items that are on the agenda. Those are materials that were only available after the agenda itself was prepared, and I'll run through those briefly so that if you are interested in the particular item and you don't have that supplemental sheet, you can ask for one at the back of the room because we have extra copies. So first of all, item 7, which is the perchloric cases item. On that one, we had a missing page, which we have provided for the board. And we also had a supplemental sheet. Oh, that was the letter from the perchloric community advisory group and response to the community advisory group. On item 13, regarding David Pearson, administrative civil liability, we have a supplemental sheet. Item 15, PG&E Diablo Canyon Power Plant. We had a supplemental sheet that was mailed, and then we had a second supplemental sheet that we emailed out Wednesday evening. And then for three items, items 16, 17, and 25, which have to do with oil field soil reuse, we have a supplemental sheet, and subsequent to the mail out, again Wednesday night, we had an email of letters and response. Item 26, San Luis Obispo Creek nutrient total maximum daily load, we had a supplemental sheet. And then lastly, on item 31, executive officer's report, we have a supplemental sheet having to do with stormwater. And I'd ask everyone to check and make sure that your cell phones are turned off, please, or at least in a silent mode. And the restrooms are out here, directly opposite the screen here, the drinking fountain right out here. And that's it for meeting business at this point.
Okay.